Greetings, members and friends, and thanks for joining me on another Fine Points Monday. As we departed Sunday afternoon, after meeting together to worship and praise our God, the weather was once more the attention of the nation as Hurricane Irma began to make landfall in Florida. It hasn't been 2 good weeks since Harvey left death and destruction along the Texas coast, and now there's another hurricane to deal with a possible third behind it. Yet, if this nation and world doesn't return from its rush toward idolatry, I'm fearful hurricanes and earthquakes will be among the least of our concerns. A meeting is scheduled with the young adults to discuss the important role and ministry of that group in the church on Saturday, September 16th at 5 o'clock p.m. I hope to see them all there. The church has been invited and we plan to visit Chambers Grove on Wednesday of this week at 7 o'clock for their revival service. And now for a few thoughts from yesterday's message. If you get a call from the mayor or governor or even the president, you would probably think, what does he want with me? Why would someone so important be calling me? The truth is, someone infinitely more important than any of these people has already called you, and it is our Creator. He has called each of us, and we should be honored He has done so. He has called to give us something we desperately need. It would be an insult not to answer the mayor or governor or president. How much more the insult not to answer God's call and refuse His gift. So I urge each of us to fight the good fight of faith. So much is at stake now. People need every bit of encouragement to ignore the growing skepticism, greed, and selfishness that is overtaking the world. It is time for people who have real faith in God and Jesus Christ to help instill confidence in those God has called to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. This is what God wants with you. Not only to give you eternal life, but to use you as His body to extend that gift to others. As I listen to the early rain and wind from Irma this Monday morning, I realize how fragile we all are and easily broken. Our faith is the only hope we have with any chance of surviving the storm of life and death we must all face. May the Lord be with us, and until we meet again, blessings and peace.